इश्क का ए दोस्त तो हम सब का ये मेयार हो, इश्क का ए दोस्त तो हम सब का ये मेयार हो, मुत्तबिअ सुन्नत और बिदअत से भी बेजार हो, इश्क का ए दोस्त तो हम सब का ये मेयार हो, इश्क सुन्नत की अलामत हर नफस से हो आया, इश्क सुन्नत की अलामत हर नफस से हो आया, ख्वाह वो रफ्तार हो, ख्वाह वो रफ्तार हो, गुफ्तार हो किरदार हो, ख्वाह वो रफ्तार हो, गुफ्तार हो किरदार हो।
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. This is the poetry of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, Arif Billah, who is the Murshid of myself and Maulana Mustafa Kamil also, who is rendering it before you. Since he is an Arif Billah, so in poetry he is giving us a lot of nasihat. We have discussed half of this poetry already. If we have to go back to the first couplet, then we'll stay there the whole night. So we proceed from where we had left off, and that is, Ishq sunnat ki alamat har nafas se ho aya, khaa wo raftar ho, guftar ho, kirdar ho. When a person has got love for someone, and in our world, at one time they used to say it is an ilmi dunya, world of ilm and knowledge. Everywhere there was nothing but tazkira, discussion of knowledge. So they used to call it filmi dunya. And now we call it filmi dunya. Those days was filmi dunya. And now it is filmi dunya. That every side you go, there's talk of nothing but films, films and films. So it became a filmi dunya. Saudi Arabia too, the same thing, films. Muslim countries, films. Our countries, America, England, everywhere, look at the amount of filming that is being done. Of what kind of people and what kind of films are being made. And it seems as if everybody, that is the talk of and discussion. This actor, that actress. And when they have to visit our country, then it seems like people go crazy and mad. They want to imitate them, emulate them, monkey them, they want to do anything, as long as they become recognized as their aashiqs. If somebody has to get the opportunity of having one of his pictures taken with one of those film actresses, whether it's Bollywood or Hollywood, then look at the bragging that he does. He must put it in newspapers. He must send the picture around on his cell phone to everybody. And consider that as a great honor that he had this great opportunity of being filmed or photograph being taken with one of the leading actresses or actors of the world. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Yet if you have to look at the lifestyles of those actors and actresses, if you have to go deep into their lifestyles, and you don't even have to go very deep, because it is ayah, it is zahir. Everybody can see how much of zina, how much of obscenity, shamelessness in their lives. But people go wild and crazy. So that is love. That is the one that they consider role model. You say, ishq sunnat ki alamat har nafas se ho ayah. If the person has got ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the person says, I am the aashiq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the aashiq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sunnat, his way of life, so then from every breath of his there must be this display of that ishq. When a person sees the a Sahabi, or when anybody saw in those days a Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he didn't have to go to the books. In the life of that Sahabi, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. From the namaz of that Sahabi, from the talk of that Sahabi, from the walk of that Sahabi, companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the ishq of the sunnah was ayan, it was zahir, it was clear, it was apparent. The person just had to see any companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and then watch him very carefully, then he will come to the conclusion that this is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made his salah. This is how he talked, this is how he walked, this is how he lowered his gaze, this is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam conducted his affairs, this is how he behaved in the home, just by looking at that sahabi. In fact, that is the ihsan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When we have these different mazahir, that is what it is. That the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are in existence somewhere or the other. Somebody is tying his hand here, somebody is tying here, somebody is bringing hand till here, somebody till here, all that. So that is what we talk about, sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, this ashiq of the sunnats, from his talk, from his guftar, from his raftar, from his kirdar, from his actions, from his talk, and from everything, the ishq of the sunnah must be very, very clear. That is a Muslim. That is a Muslim. If the person does not have that in his life, then he's got a claim, a loud and a bold claim with no proof. A person, if he goes to court and he says, I got a major, major claim against somebody, and when they say, what is your proof? He says, sorry, I got no proof. So then they'll say, you need a tightening of a few screws in your head. Go to some other court. If you got a claim, you must have some proof. Otherwise, they'll make the other person take qasam. What number?
ND126114.
Please remove your car. ND126114. Whoever it is, please go and remove your car. Somebody wants to come on. So, khawo raftaro ho, guftaro ho, kirdaro ho. The person from his talk, from his walk, from everything, he must be recognized as an ashiq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yeah.
متبع سنت اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر اجتناب معصیت ہو اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کا تکرار ہو اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کا تکرار ہو
صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کا تکرار ہو. We talk about the company of the pious and the righteous and the murshid and the shaykh and a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or any pious, righteous person, we say you must have his company. If you want to become pious and righteous, you must adopt the company of the pious and righteous. That's the only way that you can get piety. We can't get it through the kitabs. It is in the company that we get. When we will see the himmat of these people, when we will see the taqwa of these people, when we will see the ittiba of sunnat, the following of the sunnat of these people, when we will see their character, when we will see their dealings, when we will see all those things, then we will also become like them, inshallah. That is the only way. Say, kapda kapde walo se milta hai, dood dood walo se milta hai, mithai mithai walo se milti hai, aur Allah Allah walo se milta hai. If you want milk, you go to the dairy, you go somewhere where they sell milk. If you want mithai, then you will go where they sell mithai. You won't go to a fertilizer shop and say, do you sell mithai here? You'll have to go to the place they sell mithai. So like that, where are we going to get Allah? The hearts of the Allah Wallahs are reservoirs of ikhlas and muhabbat and love for Allah Ta'ala. So in their sohbat, in their company, the person will get that fragrance as the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got in his company. But that is not sufficient just to stay with them close physically. Physically a person can be close as much as he wishes to. If a person comes to a majlis regularly, the person attends dini programs regularly, he befriends a person who has got some Allah wala signs in him, but it is just physically the person, he walks with him, he talks to him, moves around with him, but he's got no intention of making any zikr or fikr or any effort himself. He expects that there will be some kind of karamat that will take place and automatically I will fly in the air. So then nothing is going to happen. You'll get sawab. And that too won't be without benefit. Someday, inshallah, if this person doesn't change, then there is hope that he won't leave this world in a state of irtidad. He won't leave Islam, or he won't go out of the pale of Quran and Sunnah. At least it will benefit him that he will get iman when he dies. But the real thing is this, that the person has to make zikr and fikr himself. Then that sohbat also will help. There has to be from both sides. One side there must be the effort, and then from the other side there is that dua and that sohbat, so this person will progress. Kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. Khaja sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. ND 503276. Kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. Zikr ke ehtimam se hogi, fikr ke intizam se hogi. That you'll have to have zikr and fikr in your life, some remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, some concern. Then with that, if the person stays in good company, then he will also progress. So, sohbat-e-murshid se nisbat to ata hogi, magar, that you will get the nisbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the company of those pious and righteous ones. But, ijtinab-e-masiyat ho, you have to restrain yourself from all the haram. That is what we are going on and on and on about. Because if there was any other route, then simpler than that, then I would have shown it to you. Anybody would have given us that route. The simplest and the easiest that anyone can think of is that even if you don't make too much of tahajjud, too much of zikr, too much of tilawat, you don't make too much of ibadat the whole night, you make your farz namaz, wajib namaz, sunnat-e-muakkada, sometimes sunnat-e-ghair-muakkada, you make sometimes a little bit of nafil, you make little bit of tilawat, some zikrullah, little. And even if you didn't do that, but if you stay away from sins in these times of fitna, then you are a waliullah. Certificate is for you, waliullah. Because that is where all the pain is on the nafs. The nafs sometimes enjoys. You offer just now, say it is 55 degrees heat there in Makkah Sharif. For anybody who wants to go for Hajj, we will give you a free ticket. But the only thing you have to do is make 20 tawafs for the night. This person will say any time, whether it's 55 degrees or 60 degrees, but if you give me a ticket to go there, to 20 tawafs, what's that 20? I'll make 25. But I will go. So the nafs doesn't find that difficult because there's some enjoyment in tawaf, there's some enjoyment in looking at the Kaabatullah Sharif, there's some enjoyment in going to Madina Sharif, there's some enjoyment in standing at the Rosa Mubarak. So that is a little bit of enjoyment in there. But to restrain oneself from haram and from sins, that is where the pain comes on the heart. The nafs does not want any kind of pain, and the pain only comes when you have to make it give up haram. So in these days, that is why our mashayikh, they say that we don't say the young boys and young girls and people of the time that you must also make the same ibadat that the people 100 years ago made. In our time is simple. Put all the effort into giving up this DVDs and movies and videos and cinemas and rave clubs and drugs and illicit beloveds and casting lustful glances, and the person will be waliullah. then you just do the important things in the faraiz, wajibat, sunnats, and you are waliyul. So therefore he says, ijtinabe maasiyat ho, zikr ka takraro. Then the person will become a waliyul. He'll get the nisbat maqalna.
Muttabir sunnat hor bid'at se bhi bezar ho. عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو اے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دیں نفس کو اے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دیں نفس کو گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو
ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دے نفس کو گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو. Whether the person is a ruler, whether he is a king, whether he is a cabinet minister, whether he is a judge, whether it is a principal of a school, whether it is an ordinary Muslim like us, or the person is a mufti sahib, a qari sahib, a haji sahib, whatever sahib he may be, for everybody there is one usul, one principle, that we have to make fana of this nafs. We have to suppress this nafs. And what is this nafs? مرغوبات طبعیہ غیر شرعیہ, that is nafs. That means those desires which come into the heart, which Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. It is against the Quran, against the Sharia. That's all. Not halal things. A person desires to have some chocolate, some sweet, as long as he's not a diabetic. So then eat as much as you want. And even if the person did not listen to the doctor there, at the most he'll go Qabristan with it. So, halal desires we must fulfill of the nafs. In these days we must not read Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi, those very strict and rigid usuls with regards to deprivation of the nafs, must deprive the nafs. That was for the people of those times. But in our times what we say that if there's halal, then don't go on to extremes, but if there is a desire, taqaza of the nafs for some halal, then give the nafs halal. If we're not going to give halal, and we're not going to give haram, then the nafs will say, this is a real zalim, doesn't give me halal to, doesn't give me haram to. So it will become rebellious after that. So halal, there are so many things halal. I've mentioned this many times, look at across the board, how many things Allah Ta'ala made halal for us. Fish of the sea, so much of different flesh of animals, all the vegetable, all the fruit, and so many things Allah Ta'ala made halal. Fish of the sea, so many different varieties, because a person might get tired of one variety. The same with the different kinds of meat and different kinds of fruits and everything. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. He says, my bandas will get tired if they have to be given just one food. Our nature is like that. So they eat. So nobody says mustn't give halal. It reminds me that once somebody caught one barracuda fish. So he said that this is a barracuda. So I told him, I said, you know why it's called barracuda? And who named it Barracuda? He says actually the first Indian settlers that came to South Africa, 1820. So when they came near Durban somewhere, they found one big fish jumping. So they said, Dekho bada kuda, bada kuda. So when they brought it out, that was the fish that was named Barracuda. Now if you don't find it in any of the books then don't look for Dalil and proof now. Ji, ye yahi marzi khuda ki hum mita de nafs ko. That is the marzi of Allah Ta'ala. Joke, laugh, be happy, cheerful, everything. But make fana of this nafs, the taqazas of the nafs will take us to nothing but danger levels. And so many people have given up their iman and Islam because of this taqaza of the nafs. The nafs does not desire any kind of chaining to the ahkam and laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nafs wants nothing but azadi, freedom. That is what nafs wants. So he says, hey, yahi marzi khuda ki ke hum mita de nafs ko, that we make fana of this nafs. Evil desires will keep creeping. If there had been no evil desires, there would have been no taqwa. The taqwa is because of the evil desires. Put those evil desires into the furnace of taqwa, and the nur will light up in the heart. It is the fuel. It is the fuel for the nur of taqwa. It is the fuel for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. To cook our biryani, we need fuel. We'll use gas or we'll use wood and coal. Something we'll use to cook the biryani. Now, if somebody says that wood and coal is essential for the cooking of biryani, or gas, in those days was wood and coal. So therefore, let me eat some wood and coal. So the person will go. So burn it. So like that we burn these desires that come in the heart. Ignore it completely. Let it pass by. How many things we ignore. So cannot we ignore these desires? Why entertain them? Why give them a place in the heart and then make our life restless? Have you seen anybody whose life is not restless? They may say it's not restless, but it is restless. All night they cannot sleep. How many people have gone off their heads? How many people have had to go on to Valiums and other kind of sleeping drugs and tablets? And how many of them jumped from floors and took their life or hanged themselves because they couldn't take that separation and that heartbreak because their beloved let them down? Illicit beloveds. So, hey, yahi marzi khuda ki, ki hum mita de nafs ko. We have to suppress this nafs. Garche wo sare jahan ka bhi koi sardar ho. Can be anybody, there is no other route. He will have to suppress that nafs if he wants to become Waliullah. And once he becomes Waliullah, then he'll have the ocean of nur flowing in his heart. And then everything he will feel as if it is working in his favor. In sickness, in ill health, in poverty, in whatever condition he may be. But he will still enjoy that kafir. He will still enjoy that kafir that my Allah is pleased with me. As long as my Allah is pleased, then whatever condition befalls me, then it is acceptable. If Allah Ta'ala is not pleased, then even if I have everything, but it is not acceptable to me. Be kefi me bhi to humne ek kef musalsal dekha hai jis hal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us hal ko akmal dekha hai jis hal se jis raah se wo le jaate hain us raah ko ashal dekha hai jis raah ko hum tajweez kare us raah ko asqal dekha hai. So many times you heard it, so that kafiyat will remain. So garche wo sare jahan ka bhi koi sardar ho, whoever it is, but he'll have to make fana of his nafs if he wants to get this taluk and nisbat of Allah Ta'ala.
Muttabi sunnat aur bid'at se bhi bezaar ho, ishq ka hai dosto hum sab ka ye mayar ho. Uski sohbat se nahi kuch fayda hoga kabhi, uski sohbat se nahi kuch fayda hoga kabhi, be'amal koi muhabbat, be'amal koi muhabbat ka alam bardar ho, be'amal koi muhabbat ka alam bardar ho. Jab kisi bande pe hota hai khuda ka fazl khas, jab kisi bande pe hota hai khuda ka fazl khas, دم میں وہ زن نور ہوگا، دم میں وہ زن نور ہوگا، گرچہ وہ زن نار ہو، دم میں وہ زن نور ہوگا، گرچہ وہ زن نار ہو۔ عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہیں یہ دوستو، عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہیں یہ دوستو، گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے، گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو، گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو۔
The last part is that this is my experience, he says, in 80 years of age now, he says, that is my experience, my lifetime experience, which I am informing you of. He says that if you want to be the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, or if you want to have this ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and you want Allah Ta'ala to love you, then first you have to create love in your heart for those who are pious and righteous, who are Allah Walas. Because once you have love of theirs in your heart, so then you will also become desirous of becoming like them. Now we are not like that. We are all in the fast lane and in sins and in vices and evils. So what we do is we search for those who have got that kind of muhabbat and ishq of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then when we get their love, then we will become desirous to become like them. So we will get Allah Ta'ala also. If a person doesn't have a fridge, Shaykh gives an example, that if a person doesn't have a fridge in his home and it's extremely hot, but his neighbor has got a fridge or his friend has got a fridge, then he will say, this bottle of water, it's very warm, leave it in your fridge for a little while and let it cool up and then give it to me. So the friend says, all right. So he takes it and puts it in his fridge. And now he gives him that cool, refreshing water. So one day he will do that, 2 days he will do that, 10 days he will do that. But then when he will get the enjoyment of that cool, refreshing water in the hot days, he says, why should I not buy a fridge myself? Why keep going and putting in somebody else's fridge? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب الله. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah. Oh my most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh my most generous, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Day and night we disobey you. We use your very bounties for your disobedience. My loving Allah, my compassionate, forgiving Allah. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Don't seize us on account of our sins. Don't seize us on account of our sins. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, on this 25th night of Ramadan, such a large number of young faces in this majma. Youth who have got everything going for them. My beloved Allah, they've got health, they've got their cell phones, many got their cars, many got their beauty, everything they have. But they are turning towards you. My beloved Allah, they have come here for no other purpose but to make sincere tawbah from their sins. With the barakat of their tawbah, my beloved Allah, forgive us also. Forgive us also. You dearly love the young person who turns towards you. The young person who makes sincere tawbah from his sins. The young person who engages in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat. He is beloved to you. You will give him shade under your throne on the day of judgment. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah. If you are not going to forgive us, who is there that we can turn towards? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can beg? There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. There is no one for us besides you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. You are well aware of everything that our eyes have seen. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, of everything that we have spoken. You are well aware of every action and every deed of ours. This very moment, my beloved Allah, you are watching us. We are not raising our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We are raising our hands before one in whose hands our life lies, in whose control is the heavens and the earth, who is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing, almighty, all-powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent Allah. Ah, my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. You are most merciful, most forgiving. Clean and purify our hearts. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Give us the himmat and the courage to make fana of our nafs, to suppress our nafs, to suppress the evil desires of our nafs. Give us the himmat and courage, my beloved Allah, of lions against our souls and our nafs. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the courage of lions against our nafs. Don't let us be like the proverbial fox against our nafs. Our nafs has become ghalib and dominant over us. It is dragging us like a rope around the neck of a slave who is dragged around. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, nafs wants to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, disgrace and humiliation. But you are almighty, all-powerful. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, don't forsake us, my Allah. Don't reject us, my Allah. If you are going to reject us, where do we go? There is no way that we can go. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, because of our excessive indulgence in all kinds of sins and vices and evils, then we will be totally destroyed, my beloved Allah. Hum barbaad ho jayenge, hum khatam ho jayenge, hamara wujud bhi baqi nahi rahega. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are in your control, my beloved Allah. Change the direction of our lives. My beloved Allah, give us the realization that in sins and in disobedience there is nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Temptations lead a person into trouble and then makes him cry. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the himmat against our nafs. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. It is a Mubarak night of the 25th night. It could be even Laylatul Qadr, my beloved Allah. The doors of the heavens are open. The rays of rahmat are pouring. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, you yourself proclaim, is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? We are the ones seeking forgiveness, my beloved Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, for what else has such a large crowd come into the masjid this part of the night? It is for no other reason but great hope that it is a Mubarak night in which we extend our begging bowls before you and you will fulfill our needs, our desires, our wishes. Our greatest need is forgiveness of our sins, my beloved Allah. We know that the moment we get forgiveness of sins, then the doors of rahmat and mercy will open. Everything will work in our favor. All those things that we feel are blocking our progress will be removed from our path. Make us all pious and righteous. Bless us with a life of taqwa, my Allah. Abe taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ay Allah, bless us with obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the muhabbat of yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Oh my beloved Allah, give us cure from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever amongst our families, friends, relatives, in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, bless each and every one with shifa. Ya Allah, shifa lies in your hands. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases and ailments and problems can be a mercy in a disguised form. Even if it is in the form of a mercy, change it to the rahmat of good health, to the rahmat of halal wealth. My beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have become disobedient, gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils. My beloved Allah, they are our children. Ya Allah, just as we are desirous that our children be the coolness of our eyes, that our children be pious and righteous and obedient to you. Ya Allah, make all children pious, righteous, obedient to you, to their parents and to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give the parents also the courage and the himmat to throw out from their lives and homes everything that has brought such destruction to the morals of their children. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. How long are we going to remain deprived of the sweetness of Iman, my Allah? Ya Allah, we are desirous of your muhabbat. We are desirous of your marifat. We are desirous, my beloved Allah, of becoming your walis and your friends. How long is nafs and shaitan going to block our way towards you? Ya Allah, remove shaitan and nafs from our path.